You know, you can see it like television and now satellites. You can see the Middle East live now. And we didn't have that when I was a kid. You couldn't see that. So we're going to be able to watch the two witnesses. And all of these things are coming into play. You can see them trying to move CBDC, central bank digital currency. That's the biggest, most horrendous thing that I do not want to happen. Because I know that when that happens, the mark of the beast system will be in place to totally control our money. And that's, they're moving on that right now, moving on it. There are places that are having, you just put your finger in that, that's how you pay your bills. Panera Bread's doing that, for one, and other places. They're moving central bank digital currency. So you can see all these parts are being moved behind the curtain. But the curtain isn't drawn up yet, and the curtain, when it's drawn up, will uncover 7 years. And within that 7 years, the Lord will come back. And that's called, those 7 years are what? What do we call those 7 years? There's a word for it. Yes. 70th week of Daniel. Daniel talked about 70 times 7 years from the time of Daniel's prophecy of those years. And they start in 445 BC with a decree to rebuild Jerusalem by the Persian ruler, Artaxerxes. And one of those guys, and that it would be 70 times 7 years. 69 of those 7 years were fulfilled in the first coming of Christ. But the 70th year was not fulfilled because Christ was crucified and there was a delay put on it. They rejected, Israel rejected him. So until God draws up the curtain and the 70th week begins, we won't see all these parts all put together. But we will very soon. That curtain's going to come up. And when it does, we'll get into these things that have to do with the book of Revelation and the end time. So we're getting closer, and we can see that we are getting closer. And in Revelation chapter 1, remember verse 10, John the Apostle, who wrote the Revelation, and the Revelation was from God. God gave it to Jesus. Jesus gave it to an angel, and the angel gave it to John so that you and I can have it. That's how it goes. And in chapter 1, verse 10, John was transported to a future time to see the forest. You know, Joe has an airplane. You can get in that airplane and fly over Lake Crystal Lake and the forest around his house at Elk Mountain and those kind of things. And you can see the big picture. And it's one thing to fly over and then another thing to have the airplane land and walk through the forest or walk by the lake or see the mountain and walk up it. We first, in chapter 1, get a flyover of the revelation of the end times. And that flyover has John transported to a future time. And from that time, we get the overview of the entire revelation of the second coming of Jesus Christ. So my question is, in 1:10, what period of time is he transported ahead into? Yes, Rose? The Lord's Day. Now, he's not going to stay there through the whole book of Revelation as we walk through it, but he's there for a flyover, and he gives us an overview from the standpoint of the Lord's Day. And he says in verse 19 of that same chapter that the Lord said, write the things that thou hast seen. Well, those are the things which John saw or would see up until the time of the day of the Lord, where he was transported forward to. So, does anybody know what chapters are involved in that? The day of the Lord starts in a particular chapter, so what chapters lead up to the day of the Lord? Those are the things which John saw from his day right up until the day of the Lord. So what chapters are we talking about? We're kind of giving you an outline of the revelation by doing this. Yes, ma'am. Chapters 1 to 7 would be the things that he had seen, because chapter 8 begins the day of the Lord. So chapters 1 through 7 are the things that John has seen from his day leading up to the Lord. And of course, he saw about the seven churches that were in existence in his day and in under his ministry. He was in prison then on the Isle of Patmos, but in his ministry, there was a circular group of churches in Asia Minor that he had a ministry with. So it had to do with them. It had to do with seven types of churches throughout the period of time, all the way up to the day of the Lord. So it had to do with churches that would enter into the 70th week, the last 7 years, and how they would be, seven different types of churches. So all those things are things that he would see up until the day of the Lord. Why would the churches not be included in the day of the Lord? Because of what? Why wouldn't those churches, although parts of those churches are included in the day of the Lord, but why wouldn't the churches primarily not be in the day of the Lord? Diane again. Because of the rapture and because they're not appointed to the wrath of God, they've received Christ and been saved. So chapters 1 through 7, write the things that thou hast seen. Those are the things from John's day, right up till the rapture, just before the day of the Lord. Remember, the rapture happens just before the day of the Lord. All right? The things that thou hast seen. Then he says, write the things that are during the day of the Lord. And when is the day of the Lord? What chapters in Revelation cover the day of the Lord? Chapter 8 is the beginning, and it goes right through what chapter? Anybody know? Diane again. 19. So chapter 8 through 19. It would help if somebody other than Diane would raise their hand. All right. Now, so chapter 8 through 19. And then, you know, she's ready to be a teacher. We're ready to graduate her out of here and get her a class of her own. All right, so then chapter, we have the things which shall be hereafter. 1:19 says the things which shall be hereafter. After what? The day of the Lord, right? And what chapters covers the things that shall be after the day of the Lord? Rose? Thank you. 20, 21, and 22. So 20 through 22 covers the millennium. Chapter 20 gives all of kind of an overview of it all. 21 and 22 are giving you the outplaying of the last dispensation of these days in which we live, which is the thousand-year reign of Christ. Our dispensation is not the last. We're in the church dispensation. But the kingdom dispensation is coming. And that's the best. Amen? That's going to be when the kingdom of God comes to earth. And that's the best dispensation. And if you're saved, you will actually have a part in that kingdom reign. You'll reign with Christ. You're being prepared to reign with Christ. Now, if we're not faithful and we don't do our work, those rewards will be removed from us. And we won't have work to do in the kingdom like we would like to have. So faithful in little things now, ruler over much. And as you grow, you should have a work that you're doing and a ministry you're doing in the church, and you'll be rewarded. Some people won't even get into the kingdom because they're false professors. You know, they just have a profession of faith, but they have no real faith in Christ. So they have no real works because your works come out of your faith. And so we don't want to be a hypocrite and be wound up not even getting in at all. Once we're saved, we want to have more that we can do and have an abundant entrance into that everlasting kingdom, which is starting with the millennium and goes on to eternity on earth. And we're really going to rule over the earth. And we'll live in the New Jerusalem, which is suspended above the Mount Zion, but we'll have our work on earth in the kingdom. So that gives you a whole overview of everything. Now, who right now is ruling since man gave up the kingdom of God on earth? And what man gave it up? What man was the king that lost the kingdom of God on earth? Raise your hand if you know. Anybody, raise their hand if you know. Jessica. Adam was the first king. Eve was his queen. He gave it up. They were royalty, but they gave it up. They lost their royalty and made us now not royals. But Christ makes us royals again. He makes us kings and priests to God. Revelation chapter 1 talks about that. So, you know, Christ is the last Adam. He gives it back to us. And so that is all part of the plan of God and the blessing of God. All right, the kingdom of God coming to earth that was lost by Adam. Okay, so, you know, we look at this and we want to move forward now to our lesson today. And I just want to give you a quick review. The day of the Lord starts out with a scroll or a book right here. And that book has seven seals on that book. And when those seven seals are broken, then the book is opened and the day of the Lord is poured out, starting in chapter 8 of Revelation. So these seven seals are broken. And what is the main chapter of Revelation where we see these seven seals broken, or at least six of these seals are broken? In what chapter of Revelation? Raise your hand if you know. Revelation chapter what? These seven seals. Rose. Not 10. It is Revelation chapter what? What chapter? Yes. No, eight is the beginning of the wrath of God after the seals are broken. It's in chapter 6. Chapter 6. What are these seals? Each of these seals that are broken, what are they? What are they? They're not the wrath of God. They are what? What are the seals? Rose? Well, they're not really judgments. They're not judgments. The wrath of God is the judgment of God after the seals are broken. The seals are something. What are they? What are the seven seals? They're on the book of the wrath of God. Raise your hand if you know. I need you to register. Patty. Thank you. I know some of you know it. You just have to raise your hand. There are prior events that must occur before the wrath of God is poured out. The wrath of God is not poured out till chapter 8, or it begins to be poured out in chapter 8. These prior events occur before that. And the first seal is opened, and that unfolds the beginning of sorrows. Those are sorrows, mean birth pangs, that must happen before the kingdom of God, the thousand-year reign, can come at the end of the 7 years. Got to have 3.5 years of birth pangs. Now, what are those birth pangs? There are a lot of those birth pangs are what we're seeing today. They're things the globalists are doing. They're not things God is doing to judge. They are judgments that the globalists are putting upon us in order to get power, in order to bring forth Satan's kingdom over the earth, where it's through his man, the beast, and his man, the Jewish Antichrist. And he wants to control the money in the world. He wants to control every person on this planet. So you can't buy or sell without his approval. And they're moving, right now they're moving for that. But in the beginning of sorrows, a lot of the things you see in the beginning of sorrows are already happening. So it shows you how close we're getting. How about scamdemics, plandemics, COVID-19? It's a plandemic. It was planned by Bill Gates and by the wicked people of the globalist regime. They planned it. I believe Nancy Pelosi knew about it. I saw her talking about it. What is COVID-19? It's simply the release of biological warfare on us. And that would get us to be all afraid and go get their jab. And they had the jab already ready. Bill Gates had the patent on it. Microsoft. Remember I said 060606 was the patent number. And it was right on there. And so people got the jab. Some of you got the jab. Unfortunately, I hope you didn't, but many of you did. And I warned you not to get it. But I'm just saying it's a scamdemic. And then now why are people dropping dead in their 40s? Why are athletes in their 20s dropping dead? Why are they getting sick? Because they took this jab. Death rates are up all over the world where people took these Pfizer jab and the other jabs, Moderna and so forth. Foolish people. But it's going to increase. Jesus said people are going to be deceived. You're deceived. You could look at a woman and think it's a woman, it's a man. And you're being deceived. And people are trying to take away everything that we, you know, would have. I believe aliens are going to show up. It's in the news all the time. Aliens are going to show up. They're just going to be devils. They're going to be Satan's devils. They're going to say they traveled from a distant planet. They're going to try to undermine people's faith and get all this New World religion that the devil wants. The worship of the beast. It's all going to come. Where are you going to be? Are you going to be deceived? Are you going to take the mark? If you're not saved, you will. If you're saved, you should have the ability not to be deceived. And so all these things are going to happen when the curtain is brought up on the seven years. That's the first seal, the second seal, the third seal, and the fourth seal deal with all of these beginning of sorrows. They're in Matthew 24, Revelation 6. The fifth seal will be when the beast comes to power. He's going to launch a great tribulation. That means he's going to arrest anybody and put you in camps. If you don't go along with the CBDC, the central bank digital currency, and to do that, you will have to worship the beast. And so if you give allegiance to the beast, then you can then buy and sell, and it will be global socialism, global Marxism, and fascism, and everybody will have what they need for medical insurance, for dental, for food, everything. All you got to do is get this mark. All you got to do is worship the beast to get it. Many professing Christians will do it. You'll see it, tons of people doing it. And it's just showing they're going to hell, that they've never been saved by Jesus. Never had Jesus in their heart, or they wouldn't have done it. And so there you go, and that launches this great tribulation, and it will be the time of world peace. It'll be the time of prosperity. It'll be the time of crony capitalism, when the people that play along, that pay to play, like Biden's, they'll be rich like Biden's. That crook, they'll be rich. And they'll be rewarded for it. And so all this will be going along. Well, the two witnesses will be preaching, man. They'll be telling people the truth. Right there in Jerusalem, the beast's going to try to kill him. He won't be able to do it. And that's after the fifth seal. Then you get the sixth seal. That opens up. And what that does is the sixth seal stops this persecution by the beast of God's people. By the way, there'll be professing Christians that'll turn you in if you don't take the mark. If you're around them, they'll say, "Ah, turn her in, turn them in." There'll be family members turn you in because they're being blessed and rewarded. And the love of many will what? Wax cold. They'll be cold in their heart. How foolish. But anyway, then the sixth seal will be open. When the sixth seal gets open, people are going to freak out on earth. It's going to be an earthquake. There's going to be some tsunamis. There's going to be a lot of scariness. It's going to get really dark. The grid's going to come down for a temporary time, you know, and everybody's going to freak out on earth. But God's people are going to be like, hey, good. You stopped them, Lord. And now Jesus is going to come back in the sky. And the first thing he's going to do is rapture us to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And we won't have to be here when the seventh seal is open. We'll be raptured between the sixth and the seventh seal. Prior events of the wrath of God. And then the wrath of God will be poured out, but it will not all be poured out at once. There'll be seven trumpets of wrath, which represented by the large scroll of the wrath of God, which we see if you read chapter 5 of Revelation. All right, the Lord has that scroll. And John is told not to weep, and the Lord can open the seals. Then the wrath of God is poured out. See that, Janet? By seven angels. And that's going to be poured out over what part of the earth? Not the whole all at once. Rose? One third. Rose, you're answering a lot of them. That's good. All right. One third of the earth, they'll be poured out. The wrath of God will be poured out. But that will have an impact on the earth, and it'll be a great impact. We will not be here. We're not appointed to wrath. First Thessalonians 5:9. Thank God. All right. Now, we've studied all of that, the wrath of God that's going to be poured out. And then after that, after the wrath of God is poured out, the Lord, at the end of the 70th week, the trumpets of wrath, at the end of the 7th week, just before the 7th trumpet, just before the 7th trumpet of wrath is blown, the Lord is going to touch down on the earth. Does anybody know what country he's going to touch down in? Yeah, Diane? Edom, which is modern-day Jordan. And that south and east of Jerusalem, where people have fled, where the 144,000 have fled, he's going to take them out on day one. And for 30 days after the end of the 70th week, he's going to wind up his wrath, his final wrath. And he gives John a scroll or a book to eat when he touches down. And that's the little scroll. There's a big one and a little one. That's the little one that God's wrath. Why is it little? Because it's going to happen. Boom, 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 boom. And it's going to be poured out during the 30 days that the Lord is going to finish up his wrath and reclaim the earth. And here it is right here, bowl judgments called vials. And they're filled with wrath. And God is going to pour them out one after the other over what part of the earth? Yep. The whole earth, universally. Every place. And if you're not saved, you'll be here for that. If you survive all of this to get to that. It's hell on earth during these days. I'm not looking to be here. Thank God. I'm out of here. And you'll have to get somebody else to teach the class. Amen. So praise the Lord. And that wrath is being poured out. And it's going to be horrible. And we've been looking at the wrath being poured out in chapter number 16 of these bowl judgments. 15 was getting ready for it and so forth and so on. So remember the Lord, on day one, he gets the 144,000. Day two, he gets the rest of those Jews that are hiding. Day three, he enters into Jerusalem and saves the nation of Israel. Day four, he raises the two witnesses that the beast killed right at the end of the 7 years. And their bodies have been laying there for 3 days, being watched on satellite TV. And the Lord raises them on day four. Day five, he goes up on Mount Zion with the 144,000. And there on Mount Zion, the seventh trumpet of wrath is blown, and in that seventh trumpet contains all these bowl judgments, these seven bowl judgments of the final wrath of God. That's why the last trumpet is the worst, because it contains these bowl judgments, and they are really going to be horrific judgments of God. And we've been looking at them. So go to Revelation chapter 16. Just look at them very quickly with me. Verse 2, the first vial is poured out. And remember the grievous sore upon men which had the mark of the beast. So when this first bowl of wrath is poured out, and by the way, when is the wrath going to be poured out? After he's on the Mount of Mount Zion, he's going to come off Mount Zion. The seventh trumpet has been blown. He's going to walk up on the Mount of Olives, split it, hide all the people of the Jews that got saved in Mount of Olives, in a valley called Azel, in the Mount of Olives. He's going to hide them there. That's about day six of the 30 days of wrath. And that's when the wrath is going to begin of the bowl judgment. Then he's going to go where? Where after he hides the people in the Mount of Olives is the Lord going to go while these bowl judgments of wrath are being poured out? Diane has her hand up. Anybody else? Where does the Lord go for that time from day 6 through day 30? Anybody know? Raise your hand if you know. All right, Diane. He goes back to heaven. And in Revelation chapter 11, you can read about it. What is he doing in heaven? Somebody tell me. Diane again. He's going to do the judgment seat of Christ. And that's where he gives rewards to believers from the Old and New Testament. And they're rewards of the kingdom. He's going to parcel out the earth and our responsibilities on earth to rule over the earth and to rule over those people on earth who are Jews and Gentiles who survived the wrath of God and got saved after the wrath of God, you see. And he's going to parcel out the earth to believers to rule with him over the earth. And so that's where he is between day 6 and day 30 as the vials or bowls of wrath are being poured out. The first one is this mark of the beast. People took this mark. They took pride in it. They were able to go into a store and buy, just run it through a scanner. You can get whatever you need for your family. You can go into a hospital, get whatever treatment you need, whatever. Maybe they have by that time, you know, reverse aging. I mean, wonderful. You'll be live forever and so forth. And you just got it right in your hand. But now this thing is going to have a chemical and people are going to have terrible pain from it in their head or their hand. And it's going to be a terrible, grievous pain. That's the first bowl of wrath. Then notice the second bowl of wrath, verse 3 of Revelation 16. Poured out upon the sea, it becomes what? Blood, right? And then the next one is the third angel poured out, the third bowl of wrath. And that's poured out upon the fresh water. And when people turn on the tap, what comes out of the tap? Raise your hand if you know. Yes?
Blood.
And they have to drink it. Because you need water to survive. So can you imagine how gross it is to get liquid? They've got to, you know, I sometimes want tea instead of water or maybe soda or something. You know, now they got to drink blood. That's how they're going to survive. Why are they drinking blood? Why does God do that? It's poetic justice. Why? Why? Come on, Patty. Yeah, they've killed so many saints during the Great Tribulation that nobody would survive that are believers, that don't take the mark, unless God cuts it short by cosmic darkening on the sixth seal. Nobody would survive this time, beloved people. And so he's got to cut it short for them to survive. And because they've done all that blood, God says, okay, you're going to drink blood. By the way, if you're not saved, only the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away your sin. You need to put your faith in the blood of Jesus. And then you won't have to drink blood. And you won't shed the blood of saints. You'll want to help saints. All right, let's go on from there. And then it says In the next one, verse 8, the fourth angel, look at that, of Revelation 16, poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given him to scorch men with fire. What do people say causes global warming? What do the liars say? What do the false scientists say causes global warming? Carbon. Cow farts. People breathing. These idiots. They're lying, deceiving, false science, false news, false women, false religion. Global warming is caused by the sun. And God is going to make the sun scorch these people. You believed in global warming? I'll give it to you right now. And it's going to burn their skin. You ever got a sunburn? It's going to burn their skin. And that is the verse 9 there. The fifth angel, verse 10, poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and the kingdom was full of darkness. So now they got this pain in their hand or their head and their body from the mark of the beast and the chemical reaction that God poured out in the first bowl. Now they're going to have darkness, and they got a sunburn, and they're going to be going around like in darkness. And while they had all this nightlife going on and the partying and the drugs in the kingdom of the beast, now they're going to be walking around in darkness. And the grid's going to go down. They're not even going to have lights. So what are they going to have to light with? Candles. You'll see that later on. And then, what is their response to all five of these? Raise your hand if you know. What do people respond? Do they say, "Lord, we have sinned. God, have mercy on us"? What's their response? While they're in darkness, in pain, they're chewing on their tongues because of the pain, trying to distract the pain to their tongue, chewing on it, gnawing on their tongue, cursing God. That's how hard the heart is. Then it says, look at verse 12. We looked at this last time. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the beast of the east might be prepared. Now, what is the sixth seal all about? Why does the river Euphrates dry up? What is God doing? What is God doing? That's my question. All right, Diane. Right, the Occident armies are going to fight, and the Orient armies, not each other, they're going to fight Jesus. And the Lord's saying, bring it on, bring it on. You ever had somebody say, want to fight? Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, little man. You know, come on. That's what the Lord's doing. He's saying, you want to fight me, Satan? You want to fight me, people? You've been cursing me. I have given you the blood of Jesus Christ. I've offered you salvation, and you've taken this world over me. You've taken the beast over me. I hope there's nobody here like that. But if there is, stop running from God. Turn to Christ. You're not going to win that fight. And he says, you want to fight? Okay, I'm going to dry up the river. Come on. And all the armies of Asia are going to come. And remember, the spirits of the Antichrist and the beast and the devil, they came out and gathered all these kings together, gave miracles, false men, and they're all going to come together to fight, and they're going to believe they can beat Jesus. And Satan's going to lie to them. And they're all going to come north and east of Jerusalem to a big plain called Armageddon. And the Bible says they're going to fight the Lord. And the sixth bowl of God's wrath is poured out. And that dries up the river Euphrates. People talk about the river Euphrates being dried up. It won't be dried up till then. And then the wrath of God is poured out. Now, the seventh bowl of wrath is what we want to, is in your lesson. I'll just leave that with you, but I will read it to you. Let's go to that one in verse number 18. It says, verse 17, let's go back there. It says, and the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it's done. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. This is the worst one, the seventh bowl. After the Euphrates is dried up, the people in the battle of Armageddon, the soldiers, they're not going to be affected by this because God wants to get them alone. But this will affect everybody on earth. It's going to be horrendous. Remember, we had an earthquake when the sixth seal was, and there was cosmic darkening, and that got people's attention. This earthquake is going to be greater than anything. It's going to be so great, the Bible says what's going to happen. And I want to show you what is going to happen. Look what it says in verse 19. It says, and the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of nations fell. By the way, the great city is Jerusalem. Prophets in the Old Testament say 7,000 people will be killed in Jerusalem. That will they be Jews that were saved? No, because the Jews have all been saved and hidden. So it's going to be other people that live in Jerusalem. And great Babylon came into remembrance. Anybody know what the city of Babylon is? The city of Babylon is Satan's city. It's where the Tower of Babel was built. It was built to fight against God. It was built to have false religion under Nimrod in Genesis 11. It was built to go against God's plan to save the world. It's against the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is God's city where Christ is going to reign. Babylon is where the beast is going to rule and where the mark of the beast is going to be given. And all the rich people of the world are going to live in Babylon. All right? So look what it says here. The great city was divided. And then look at verse 20 of Revelation 16. It says, every island fled away and the mountains were not found. What caused the islands to flee away and the mountains not to be found? What does that? Verse 19, raise your hand if you know. The earthquake. An earthquake's going to knock the mountains down. What is an island? An island is a land surrounded by water. But what is an island? It's just a mountain in the water, in the ocean. And the mountains are going to shake and they're going to fall. Well, when that happens, what are you going to see? Tsunamis. All the islands, every island, Hawaiian Islands, every island is going to flee away. Where they're taking over the Hawaiian Islands right now. Maui, they cause fires to happen there. Who are they? The globalists. These bloodsuckers are going there right now while they're burying the bodies of people that died to take over Hawaii. Why? They love Hawaii. God's going to take these islands away. He's going to shake them up and all this stuff is going to, you can't keep anything in this world. God's going to shake it all up. So he takes it all away. And notice what it says in verse 21. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven. Every stone about the weight of a talent. That's about 110 to 130 pounds. Now, notice it's not ice hail. What kind of hail is it according to what I just read you? It's a hail of what? Diane again? Stone. Rocks. And what do the rocks come from? Volcanoes. What do the volcanoes come from? When the mountains are shaken, they're going to blow their tops. And these great rocks are going to come out and they're going to fall on people. And can you imagine the fires and the death and the destruction of this last bowl judgment? It's going to be horrendous. It's going to be the greatest of all. What does this tell us? God's going to ruin and destroy this world that's been built up. Are you putting your hope in this world or in God or in Christ? Where are your priorities? Are you seeking first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, or seeking what you want? Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. He's the only firm foundation.